morning.
Jenny, would you like to talk about the DUP? You've covered politics for long many a day.
Well, why not?
You've read the news. It's interesting the image there is of them across the pond.
Yes, indeed. I have to say it's not the most brilliant image. I think it's very, very tricky times that we're living in.
They are tricky times. You should go into politics, Jenny, because that's exceptionally diplomatic.
Wasn't it? I was congratulating myself there, yes.
You're on to talk about something entirely different, but I couldn't have a major journalist on the end of a line and not ask her a question, considering the other issue that we've been talking about. And we'll continue to talk about here in this country till we try and get some sort of agreement. And it's relevant to what you're talking about, Jenny, because if they could get a government up and running here, health services would improve in this part of the world. And one of the issues is dementia. And that's what you want to talk about today.
I do. You're absolutely right. Some new research out by Asda Pharmacy, and that shows that most of us in the UK are pretty terrified of contracting dementia as we get older. And yet most of us are too frightened to go and talk about it with our doctors or pharmacists. And this is part of a campaign to encourage people to have the courage to go and chat. If you don't want to make an appointment with your doctor, then a little face-to-face with your pharmacist could go a long way to reassuring you or getting you help if you are indeed in the early stages of dementia.
Your own mum has experience of this?
Yeah, my mother is 95, going on 96, and it's been a long, hard journey. And she's now in the advanced stages of dementia. But I saw her yesterday, actually, and there are magic moments still. I call them magic moments, and they're very, very moving when suddenly her face lights up and she can recognize me and she is able to formulate the words, "I love you, I love you so much." And it's just fabulous. But it's been a difficult journey over the last 12 years.
So many families are going through it, and it's part and parcel of people living longer. There's going to be more examples of family members coping with dementia. It's not always the 95 or 96-year-old. Sadly, sometimes it can be someone in their 40s or 50s.
I think early onset dementia is really, really tough to handle. It's a very frightening condition, and it's a condition that can last a very long time. Another reason why, if you can get an early diagnosis, then that's a very good thing, because we haven't got the medication really yet to reverse the disease, but we can, I gather, halt it, halt some of the symptoms anyway, control the progression. And if you get early on, then it's exceptionally tough.
The early symptoms, what are they?
I think the most common, which we would all recognise, although the research suggests that nearly a third of British people actually can't recognise the first signs, but it is short-term memory loss. With my mother, for example, we'd be sitting watching Wimbledon some years ago, and she loves tennis. And she'd say, "Oh, who's that playing?" And I'd say, "Oh, that's Rafa Nadal." And she'd say, "Oh, yes, yes." And then about 15 seconds later, she'd say, "Oh, who's that playing?" "Ah, it's Rafa Nadal." And this would go on and on. There was also a compulsion to keep everything absolutely under control, keep her handbag safe. The handbag had to be safe. It had to be hidden away, which meant, of course, we couldn't remember where it was, and we'd all be looking for the handbag. But with someone as intelligent and capable as my mother, it can be even harder to recognise the signs, because she fought very hard to keep control of her life, largely by writing everything down in a book so she could refer back to whether she had had lunch or had a cup of tea, because she couldn't remember. And she almost disguised the progression of the disease that way.
It is very sad that. Did she get any intervention from medical services, or was it such that when she was getting the assistance, it was too late?
Yeah, we took the decision that by the time we heard about the medication that was available then, it wouldn't probably have helped, because, you know, it was a little bit too late, which again is kind of my message today. Do have the courage to chat about your concerns. It may be that you're just experiencing normal memory loss. Goodness me, we all forget things, don't we, increasingly. But get a bit of expert advice, because it's really not going to do any harm, and it could do a lot of good.
Any suggestion from these experts as to diet or what we could do that would make us sharper, more alert?
Well, I don't know about diet, but certainly using your brain to its very best ability, which again my mother did. She was always doing crosswords, brilliant at crosswords, at Sudoku, at jigsaw puzzles, until way into her 90s she was doing jigsaw puzzles. And that, I think, is, well, not as powerful, but a powerful tool in keeping the brain as active and healthy as you can.
And a suggestion that we obviously go to our doctor, but are you saying that research or some of the people you've teamed up with believe that your pharmacist can help here?
Well, ASDA have trained all their pharmacists recently to recognise the early signs of dementia. And a lot of people go in regularly to the pharmacist to get their pills, maybe for a different condition. And they can perhaps, as they get to know their clients, can see the signs and can suggest that they then move on to a GP.
Yeah, it is a good idea to use your pharmacist, whatever one is convenient to you, because more and more of them are being trained in so many different fields now. So apart from being aware of your mum's condition and highlighting a medical service that could be beneficial to many families, what else is Jenny Bond up to?
What am I up to? Oh, well, I'm sort of travelling around the country, making public appearances, doing dinners, making TV shows. There's a lot of royal stuff around at the moment. Obviously, it's the 20th anniversary of Diana's death, so everybody seems to be making documentaries about that. Unbelievably, in November, the Queen and the Duke will have been married 70 years, so it's their platinum wedding anniversary. So there's a lot of stuff around about that. I'm co-writing a book about that. So plenty to keep me busy.
You're still seen as the go-to person when it comes to a royal insight.
A lot of people do come to me, I'll put it that way. But I'm sure there's lots of other who are equally expert.
Has she ever, when I say she, Her Gracious Majesty, has she ever invited you to be on one of those lists that she draws up? Have you been recognised yet, or is that a treat that you're still awaiting?
I don't think a gong is coming my way at any time. I think the palace always felt, well, they told me that they felt there was a bit of a sting in the tail of my reports, which they weren't terribly pleased with, but I was.
Jenny, that's why we listened to them. They just weren't, you know, pats on the back all round. You told it as it was. If you're going to work for the most respected or one of the most respected broadcasting organisations in the world, you got to tell the story as it is.
Well, I hope I did. I hope I did. And I must say, actually, in their old age, they're fine examples of healthy brains. I do see them from time to time. I saw the Duke a few months ago, and he's as sharp as a tack still.
Isn't it amazing, actually, how good their health is, how they were blessed with longevity, and, as you say, the mental awareness for everything that they do. It's a real blessing in such late age, in their mid-90s.
Yeah, I mean, they really are very, very lucky. Yeah. The Duke is almost exactly the same age as my mother, actually. He's just 96. My mother will be 96. And it's a powerful contrast.
It is. And it's so sad for so many people who aren't blessed with that state of mind and state of health. Jenny, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
A pleasure.
There's Jenny Bond, the former royal correspondent and the lady who used to bring you the news. Right, it is 26 minutes past 10. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Whatever's on your mind this Thursday morning, on the countdown to 4 o'clock this afternoon, you can let us know.